Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Get ready for a permanent slowdown on the West Side Highway. The New York City Department of Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg announced today that starting this Saturday, the speed limit on the highway will be reduced from 35 miles an hour to 30 between Battery Place and 59th Street.
If you as a pedestrian are hit by a car going 40 miles an hour, you have a 90% chance of that collision being fatal. At 30 miles an hour, that number drops to 30%. So we think we're going to see real safety benefits with lowering the speed limit.
Trottenberg says crews are also working on a list of street design changes aimed at keeping pedestrians and cyclists safe from passing vehicles. They include new right-turn traffic lights at six intersections and curb extensions at six other crossings that will keep cars from cutting too close to the sidewalk. The search is on for a man who stalked the same girl at two different subway stations on the Lexington Avenue line. Investigators say the suspect followed the 14-year-old out of the Bowling Green station 2 weeks ago, made several advances toward her, gave her $20, and then fled. They say the very next day, the man turned up on the same 4 train as the child and stayed in her car for 3 stops, but then fled after she ran into a group of friends. Anyone who knows anything about these incidents is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Two foreign-born Florida businessmen who are tied to Rudy Giuliani are among 4 people charged with campaign finance violations for allegedly pouring foreign money into the 2020 election, including a major donation to a super PAC supporting President Trump's re-election bid. And there is a Ukraine connection here. CNN is reporting that one of the men, Lev Parnas, was Rudy Giuliani's fixer in Ukraine. He and Igor Fruman were arrested at Dulles Airport holding one-way tickets out of the country. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman says the two donated to Republican campaigns, including to an unnamed congressman.
Now, as a result, Parnas and Fruman had several meetings with Congressman One, and at these meetings, Parnas, on behalf of a Ukrainian government official, lobbied Congressman One to advocate for the removal of the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
He also says the men gave $325,000 to the primary pro-Trump super PAC America First Action through an LLC called Global Energy Producers. Today, a spokeswoman for the super PAC said they put that money on hold in a separate account while the court case plays out. Correspondent Evan Perez tells us there are still plenty of unanswered questions here, including whether Giuliani was directly involved in all of this and possible ties to Russia.
Who is funding them? The indictment alleges that there was a Russian national, a foreign national, number one, alleged to be a Russian that was involved in this. Obviously, this brings us back to the entire Mueller investigation, the entire Russian influence campaign. And this is the thing that the FBI and U.S. officials have been so concerned about. When you look at what these men were able to do, the influence that they were able to have on getting a U.S. ambassador tossed from her job.
The exact charges include conspiracy, making false statements to the Federal Election Commission, as well as keeping false records. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy is outlining what he says will be a comprehensive strategy to deal with lead contamination in the Garden State.
We will begin by working to put the voters in the 2020 November election, or put to the voters in the November 2020 election, a statewide bond initiative to invest $500 million directly into infrastructure improvements to ensure that every water system is safe.
Murphy's plan would remove and replace all the lead service lines across the state within the next 10 years. He says he's also planning to work with the state legislature to require lead inspections at private homes and require homeowners to disclose any lead contamination if they sell their home. Climate protesters were back on the street today, and dozens were rounded up by the NYPD in Times Square.
What do we want? climate justice.
The group Extinction Rebellion says it's trying to convey a sense of urgency.
We have brought a sailboat to the middle of the intersection. People have glued themselves to the sailboat to disrupt as much as possible.
That man asked that we not use his name and says he's been arrested a few times for protesting. He wasn't today, but at least 60 people were. No one was literally glued to the sailboat, but they clung to it until the police removed them and the bright green boat. Fellow protesters like Natalie cheered them on.
So many of us would rather be doing something else right now. We would rather not be fighting for this. We're not happy that our lives are at risk, that our futures are at risk, that our children's futures are at risk.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.